Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am the tailfin road locomotive. You can polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together. Rusty old American dream still running. Rusty old American dream.
Well, you know what that means. It means it's time to get those car care questions answered by ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, like he's been doing for, well, a little less than 100 years, maybe 26 or so. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Danny Long.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Nice day. In fact, they've altered the forecast, revised it a little bit. Upward, we might hit 81 today in the Twin Cities. How about that?
Wow.
Here we are
back at summer.
That's right. But don't fret. You know, the page will be turned.
Yeah, I'm
to winter yet. Again, if you're new to the show, thanks for joining us. We talk car care. Because if you need to bring in your vehicle, car, truck, van, whatever, for service to your favorite shop or your favorite dealer, and you want to know what could be ailing before you talk to the service writer or whomever, give us a call. Give Dan a call, or you can send Dan a text at same number, by the way, 651-461-9226. I know we had a gentleman we tried to help last week. We had some technical difficulties, so if he wants to send us a text or call, either way, and we'll get right on the case. But in any case, if you have any kind of a car care question, you don't have to be a gearhead or a motorhead to ask any detailed question. Although we do get a lot of folks who still work on their own cars, don't we, Dan? I mean, that still happens.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things you can still do on your own car if you're handy and you like that sort of thing. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, they've gotten so technical, you know, yeah. The vehicles have gotten so technical that you need computer technology to interface with the cars and so forth. But that, you know, that can still be handled too.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about, I mentioned really early this morning about a check engine light. A colleague of ours, Hammer, yesterday sent me a text that he was at Lloyd's to get a check engine light taken care of. He wasn't sure what the heck was going on. It could be, it turned out to be a good, maybe you can tell me what it was. I think he said it was a PCV. I think he said a hose. Does that sound plausible?
Yeah, creating a vacuum leak. And, of course, with a vacuum leak, it creates a lean situation on the with the oxygen sensor. And so it turns on the check engine light. And luckily, it was a quick fix, easily remedied. And what a great guy. What a nice human being.
Oh, he really is.
He makes the world a better place, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's neat. Now, don't tell him too much. It'll have him get a big head or anything. But, no, yeah. Craig is a great kid. Great guy. I call him a kid.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's because when he was started there, he was a kid.
That's right. Well, that was good news, so it ended well. But a check engine light could be more serious. Like, what could a check engine light mean, you know, on the serious side?
Well, hundreds of things. You know, it's one light for pretty much everything on the car, including the engine and the transmission and the emissions. And so it has to do with everything. It's the warning light that turns on to let you know that your vehicle somehow had failed a self-test of one of its components. And in that process, lets you know that, hey, I'm turning on this light because you need to bring the vehicle in and find out what it's about. And Craig did exactly the right thing. He brought it in. Turned out to be a minor deal, which is great news. But you never know. It can be an engine misfire. It can be a catalytic converter failure. It can be that the engine is overheating. It can be a whole bunch of things that will cause that light to turn on. So my advice to people is certainly do not ignore it. It's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and the other thing too is, Danny, some of the reasons for the light are not an emergency situation. It's not something that you need to deal with. But the trouble is, if the light's on and if a more significant problem shows up, you won't know the difference.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want to be driving with the light on. You want to be driving with the light off, so that if something comes up, you know that there's a problem.
Makes sense. All right, again, here's our phone number. It's also our text number, 651-461-9226. But don't wait. Dan Burns will be taking his leave just about a half hour from now, so making way for our wine chat with Ted Farrell this morning. So call in your car care question or send a text. Again, 651-461-9226. Dan, speaking of phones, I think Ken is calling in from Richfield this morning. Ken, you're on with Dan Burns.
Yeah, top of the morning, fellas. And Dr. Dan, I call him.
From Richfield this morning. Ken, you're on with Dan Burns.
Yeah, top of the morning, fellas. And Dr. Dan, I call him.
Dr. Dan.
And this is my first, venture into the hybrid technology. And I've had really good luck with Toyota products, so I bought a used Lexus, I guess it's an RX400H. I've got put 7,000 miles on it, absolutely no problems. But about 3 weeks ago, intermittently, I got a signal with this must be your morning for warnings on the dashboard, with the red triangle saying check hybrid charging system. And it was still drivable. I took it to a station that is authorized to work on hybrids. They couldn't find a darn thing wrong with it. Should I be concerned and pursue it any further?
Well, if they scanned the computer and were not able to extract any diagnostic trouble codes, then I would say that there's nothing more you can do at this point unless that light comes back on. And if the light's on, then we can do some further diagnostics for sure. Or if it happens a time or two, maybe it will store a trouble code, and then we can have some ideas to where to go with it. But I would say at this point, I think you should just be aware of it and monitor it and watch for that to happen again. If it never happens again, I certainly would not worry about it, and if it does happen again, we hope that it will. There'll be some more information there that we can follow down the road.
Yeah.
One thing that I would maybe also recommend is do an internet search on that, and describe your vehicle and see what kind of response you get from the chat line that happens to come up, because oftentimes you'll get great information about that too. Somebody that has seen that and followed it further down the road and posted what the results were. And we do that all the time here, looking for information, and it's a great source.
It really is. Yeah, I've done it myself. Good point. Thanks, Ken. Good luck with that. I want to alert Barb, you're going to be next, so don't go away. Hang on if you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Give us a call or send a text. Same number, 651-461-9226. Here in the Twin Cities, as I said, we're heading to a high of near 81 today. Right now in CCO, it's 62. Stay with us. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Exactly where in St. Paul are you guys located, Dan?
Well, thank you for asking, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call as soon as today. 651-228-1316.
I'm going to make an appointment to get a new battery put in my wife's SUV. And what's neat about it, quite honestly, Dan, I love not only visiting you and your crew at Deloitte's, but it's a great neighborhood because it's one of those I've said it before. It's a combination where you can get businesses, but it's residential. So it's very, how can I put it? I mean, you're kind of welcoming, you know, very accessible and good coffee shops, too. So that's another reason.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. And it's true. There's while you're getting your car serviced, while we don't have a big, huge waiting room for you here, there is plenty of places. Thank goodness now that everything's back open and welcoming again. But there's plenty of places to go. Shop and have coffee or have lunch or whatever you want to have breakfast, whatever you want to do. There's plenty of that along the avenue here.
How do we get in touch with you guys? Give us a couple of ways.
Well, give us a call at 651-228-1316, or you can find us on the web, which is, you know, constantly being updated. Our website is very friendly. At lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net.
Okay, we'll get you that info before Dan leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. So if you have an issue with your vehicle, call it in or text it in, 651-461-9226, just like Barb in Lino Lakes has done. Barb, thanks for waiting. What is your question for Dan?
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I have a 2017 Acadia, and what's happening is we went for a long ride up to Hayward on last Saturday, and then it happened this week, in fact, yesterday. We're driving along, and we've got the vent on just outside air, and all of a sudden this really rush of cold air came on, and the compressor came on, like for the air conditioning. And we don't understand. And then it would go off, and then a little while later it would do it again. And we just didn't understand why. I did take it to GMC the other day, and they wouldn't even touch looking at to find out the problem for just under $300. And I thought, wow. I mean, is there any way to figure out what's going on? Why is it doing it without, you know, having to spend that kind of money without anything even being done?
Well, I think anybody's going to have to access your computer, you know, the HVAC, the heating and air conditioning computer, to find out what's going on, if there's any diagnostic codes stored in there. And I think if you shop that around, you certainly can do a lot better than $300 for a starting diagnosis. One of the things that's going on is it's so busy, you know, in the car repair market, and many of the shops are so short of help that one of the ways that they can discourage things is to, and slow things down a little bit, is to be more expensive. And so I think, you know, maybe this is just a time when, as a consumer, we need to do a little more shopping and find a little better deal before we get started on something. But it's not a big expensive task to just access and the computer and see what's going on. So my recommendation would be to look around a little bit. I think you can do better than that.
Shop around.
Right. And I would give that a little time and see what happens. The GM does have trouble with those heating and air conditioning modules. And so maybe there's something going on in that heating and air conditioning module. But I would give that, you know, another couple of trips and see if that doesn't take care of itself just in time.
Okay. Good luck, Barb. Thank you. Let's go back to the phones. Dan Carroll, I think, is calling in from Clement. Carroll, thanks for waiting. What's your question for Dan this morning?
Well, I think it's a heating and air conditioning day. I had the same thing where, like, our air conditioner, we turn it on, the heat would come out. And sometimes if you just stop the car, shut it off, it would reset itself. Well, the other day that happened, and then the engine light came on. So I took it in, told them what had happened, but we also had some dripping on the floor in the garage, and I told them that, and they said they blew the lines. Nothing came out of the lines, and they fixed the heating thing. And I got home, and the engine light's still on. And I'm like, okay, is there still something wrong? Is there really something going on with that dripping on the floor? Part of it's a red liquid, and the other is definitely oil. But it's like, do I take it back and say the engine light's still on?
Yeah, I don't know if they did anything with the engine light or if they just focused on the heating part. When they say they blew out the line that you're talking about, there's a drain from the air conditioning system that drains water onto the floor. And I don't know why they were blowing that out if it's dripping on your garage floor. And if it's leaking oil and either power steering fluid or transmission fluid, that needs to be checked too. So yes, you for sure have to bring it back and make it more clear what it is that you're looking for, because they must have not done anything with the check engine light at all, because they would have told you about that too, and they would have, in the process, turned off the check engine light.
All right. Good luck, Carol, with that, yeah. Back to square one. I know we have to take a break for weather, so let's do this. Let's invite our listeners to join in now. Dan's going to be with us for about another 15 minutes, so don't wait. If you have any kind of a car care question, 651-461-9226. You can send it via text or call Dan and chat with him, whatever you like. On News Talk 830 WCCO, stay with us. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Thanks to Dan Burns, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, helping us out again this morning, as he's done for so many years here on CCO. Dan, we have callers and we have texters, and let's get to both here. Dan will be with us till about 7:45 this morning. So call in or text in your car care question. In fact, let's grab a phone call from Debbie, who's calling in from Ogilvy, I think, this morning. Debbie, thank you. What is your question for Dan this morning?
I have a 2011 Hyundai Sonata, and it just recently started doing a clicking-type noise when we turn the steering wheel. It steers fine and everything, but it makes this clicking sound, and it kind of feels like the locking mechanism in the steering wheel. What could that be, and is that dangerous to keep driving it like that?
Well, I wouldn't have said it was dangerous until you said it feels like the locking mechanism in the steering wheel. And if that locking mechanism in the steering wheel is not retracting properly, and if while you're driving or turning the wheel, that's rubbing on the spot that it's supposed to fall into, yes, that could be dangerous. It could cause you to have a, you know, steering failure, and you don't want to have that on the road. So based on your description, I would say yes, you should get that in right away and have that checked, and at least know what it is. If it's not something like that, perhaps the shop will tell you that, you know, it's not something that you need to do right away. But I think yes, you should probably get that in. Anytime you're dealing with steering or brakes or things like that, I always recommend that you get it checked by a professional right away, so that it doesn't become a catastrophic failure that causes a problem.
Yeah, safety is the issue. All right, here's a text, Dan. It says this, a 2005 Chev Tahoe, error display, says this, service four-wheel drive, 4WD. What could be the possible cause for this message? It does not trigger the check engine light. It does reset when the vehicle is turned off and restarted, but comes back during the next drive time. Any ideas?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, like I've said before, the vehicle has a number of self-tests that it does every time you start the car, and four-wheel drive is one, obviously one of those self-tests. And if in the four-wheel drive system, it's trying to move something as part of that test procedure and it's not moving, then it'll trigger that light. If there's a sensor that has failed, you know, that fails that self-test, that'll trigger the light. So I'm not sure what it is. It could be any of a whole bunch of different things, but the solution is simple in that you need to interface with that four-wheel drive computer. And because that warning light has been on, there will for sure be a diagnostic trouble code stored in there. And then that code will be analyzed and they'll figure out what to do as far as further diagnostics and a repair. And so I would certainly recommend that you at least take that first step and be sure that you're not causing trouble with the four-wheel drive system in either the transfer case or in the front differential, if something's staying engaged when it's not supposed to be. Okay. So I think, you know, for safety purposes, you need to at least do the diagnostics and then decide what you want to do with it from there.
Dan, this listener is leasing a 2021 Kia Forte, which started in September. Question is, do you think it's ready for winter right from the factory?
It is ready for winter right from the factory, and one of the things that they do at the dealership before they deliver a vehicle is a pre-delivery inspection and checking the coolant and fluids and all those sorts of things are one of the things that they do to make sure that it is ready. But that being said, I would have that double checked. In other words, just have the fluids all checked, make sure that the antifreeze is strong enough. And I would certainly before, and you need to do that seasonally. If you want to wait later into the fall season and get closer to the winter season when perhaps it's ready for an oil change, you know, do that. But I think before the severe winter weather comes that it makes sense to have it checked.
Okay. This listener is storing a Mustang, does not say the year, storing the Mustang for the winter outside. Question is, should I put an additive in the gas tank before filling it and not starting until spring? What do you recommend?
I do recommend that. And, you know, there's a number of other things that that storage people will tell you. Like with maybe overinflate the tires a little bit because they have a tendency to leak down over the season. They'll recommend that you certainly check all the fluids, be sure all that the fluids are full. They'll recommend that you do put a gas additive in. That's a great idea. And then the other thing that they'll certainly recommend is that you not allow the battery to freeze. So bring the maybe take the battery out of the vehicle and bring it in and store it in a well-ventilated room where it won't freeze. Maybe put a little charge on it a couple of times during the winter inside just to be sure that it does not go dead because, you know, it's hard on a battery when it goes dead, and it's very hard and will ruin the battery if it goes completely dead and freezes. So you don't want that to happen.
Okay. Getting back to a text a moment ago about the four-wheel drive, and you and I have talked about this before, and I'm thinking I'll be seeing you and your crew this week getting a new battery for my wife's SUV. That truck, as I call it, is a four-wheel drive, and it has a choice. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, you can do it where we leave it just automatically. It is what it is. But you can also select four-wheel high, four-wheel low, so you could change that whole case thing. But you know what? I always forget to do that. Should you do that, change it from once in a while, kind of to exercise it?
Well, that might be a good idea. It's probably not necessary. I think there's many, many four-wheel drive road or vehicles on the road where that switch has never been touched. People don't even know what it is. Yeah. And I have those buttons on my own vehicle that, you know, can put it into this crawl mode and whatever for crawling up a mountain and controlling the idle and all those sorts of things. And I've never ever, you know, this is my third or fourth of the same vehicle, and I've never ever used any of them. So, and I think that's very common. And I think that they're built and designed for that. And, you know, the manufacturer knows it. So I think it's just fine.
Well, Dan, as we head we're already into fall, but as we get closer to winter and I see by the forecast, things are changing, getting back to more average daytime highs. And what do you recommend folks do to get ready for winter? If they want snow tires, that's one thing, and we talk about that. But what else should we be aware of, be more proactive with doing to our vehicle?
Well, I think seasons is a good time for you just to focus in on vehicle maintenance. And, you know, the obvious thing is get your oil changed and have the vehicle checked over for winter. Any reputable shop, if you bring it in and say, hey, I want my vehicle checked for winter, they'll know exactly what to do. And they'll check all your fluids. They'll do a safety inspection on the vehicle, check the brakes and tires and all that sort of stuff. This time of year, we're overinflating tires just a little bit because as soon as the weather turns cold, the tire pressures will drop off and all the tire lights will turn on. So just to help ourselves a little bit, we put a little extra air in the tires, which is a good time to do now when it's warm and comfortable to do it. But mostly you should just make sure that you follow your maintenance schedules and get your vehicle in on the mileage or the date that your schedule says and keep up with that. I've said it forever that maintenance is way cheaper than repairs. So do your maintenance, and you'll have way fewer repairs.
I want to try to get one more text in, Dan. And just to alert our listeners, I'll grab the text that we didn't get to, and we'll open up the show with those next week just so we can get some help to you folks. Here's one more. Said, I recently bought a 2015 Forester, and I'm having issues with getting my phone to connect the system. Says there is no device. I'm wondering if I need to get a new radio, if there's a way to reconnect the Bluetooth. There are no other devices in the vehicle or associated with the phone. Oh, my goodness, the texts are coming in like crazy. Well, you get the drift of that question. Yeah. What do you think they need to do electronically?
Ask a kid.
Isn't that true? Yeah.
No, there is a procedure between your phone and your car, and I've done it many times, where you've got to get the two of them to sync. And I'm not sure if it's in your phone or in your car, but one of them isn't happy with the procedure. And so my recommendation would be to start over and read the directions very carefully and make sure that you follow the directions exactly as they say. But I've, like I say, I've done it many times for people where, and it's actually not my strong suit, but I've still been able to get it accomplished, where if you just get the phone in the right setting and the car in the right setting, the two of them will pair and it'll work out just fine.
All right, one more, and this we've talked about too. This listener has found a mouse nest in the engine compartment by the auxiliary battery post. I just had looked under the hood the day before the first time. I have removed it twice. First time there were newborn babies, the second just a nest again 2 days after. The mouse has used the hood insulation for the nest. Boy, we've seen that before.
Yeah, I see it every day.
I bet you do. What can be done about it?
Well, we've said it, Denny. It's you know, you got to get rid of the mice, which is, I'm not sure if you want to trap them, or mostly what you want to do is get rid of their food source, because if you're parking in the garage, then they're finding something. They're in your garage for a reason. They're finding something that they like. And so to get rid of the dog food and the bird seed and all of that, and I think that'll help discourage the mice. And then keep cleaning the stuff out and keep looking under your hood, because those mice can do significant damage to a car if they start chewing on the wiring, and they like to. If they start chewing on those plastic hoses for the evaporative system, and they like to do that too, we find damage all the time that has been caused by rodents. So very important that you take care of that and get some of that mouse magic stuff.
Yeah.
Or people say that you can use dryer sheets, or I don't know, there's a number of other cures to discourage the mice, but most of all, you need to get rid of the mice, and that'll take care of your problem.
They don't like the smell of peppermint, oil of peppermint some people have used with, it's kind of like that mouse magic that you're talking about as well. Yeah, even red squirrels, a friend of mine, thousands of dollars of damage to a vehicle with those critters as well. So, all right, well, Dan, we have to take our leave this morning, but I'll probably see you this week. Getting a new battery, it's about that time, and should we do this again next week?
I think we should. That'd be great.
All right. How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, give us a call. We are at 651-228-1316. Come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, or you can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net.
Excellent, Dan. I'll see you in a few days.
Sounds good.
Thanks. Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.